hire. For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun.
I enjoy this song because they're like, what if we make That's Amore into a Christmas song? It's my favorite part of this.
Are you saying John Lennon ripped this off?
I am, from every pizzeria in a major city in any movie.
He and Yoko Ono were sitting having sharing a pepperoni. Like, you know, Yoko, let's write a Christmas song.
With this right here.
Get out of here with that.
This hour of the program is brought to you by friends at Underdog. You know, I'm going to make this topical. This is going to be topical. Because somebody asked us, hey, Quack and Ben, what are your thoughts on NC State? Can Doran do this? The answer is I will abstain from all positive Dave Doran commentary. Dave Doran hasn't won a bowl game since I was in my 20s, okay? Pretty much. He's lost five straight bowl games. Five straight. You know how hard that is to do? But you know who is going to have a big game because...
Well, they did win that one that didn't get played.
Oh, that's right. The UCLA game.
They brought the trophy home.
Cha-ching. C.J. Bailey is going to have higher than 1.5 passing touchdowns. And because Dave Doran's defense is so terrible, Cortez Braham, excuse me, from Memphis, higher than 25.5 yards, longest reception. That's Underdog, folks. If you want to play Underdog, you can. It's the best place to enjoy a day of football. Download the app. Sign up with promo code OOB. You get $75 of bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-at-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. You know, before we get to the phones here, we're talking during the break. Like, the Death Star programs that you would root against, that just general college football fans of other teams might root against, actually feel a little more likable. Like, I kind of think Ohio State is maybe a little more likable this year. Indiana is likable. Texas Tech, some people might say Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech is somewhat likable. Georgia is more likable than normal. And none of these teams playing this week. I mean, somebody said Alabama because they don't deserve to be there. I'm okay with that. I actually think it might be a weak point of this playoff that there is no Death Star to rally against. Maybe if Ohio State had beaten Indiana, maybe that would be more the team that people are like, we got to get them out. We can't let them be undefeated and win it. We got to get them out. But since Indiana won, I mean, who's going to feel that way about Indiana? Nobody. I think that is a unique thing about this field of playoff teams is that there doesn't seem to be an unlikable bunch in the whole 12-team field. Lake Murray Mongo says, Ben, watch his mouth, that was soap. I feel like a horrible person. Horrible. For saying that I don't totally loathe Ohio State, and I actually think that this is the most fun Georgia team in a number of years.
I don't even know who you are right now. I think the fact that Indiana beat Ohio State this year makes them more likable for some.
I agree.
I tell you, we have Clemson depth chart for the Pinstripe Bowl, so we can get to that. Let's get a couple calls in first.
Let's go to Bill and Anderson, who's up with us first in this segment. What's up, Bill?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. Hope you're doing well.
You're talking about who you hate to, you want to beat the most. Well, I sort of feel this way, and I've always heard for Clemson fans, the team they wanted to beat the most was Georgia, but the team they hated to lose to the most was Carolina.
That's true. That's true, I think. Yeah, I think...
It's sort of the same type thing, but a little bit different feel to it.
I agree with that, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I agree with that, and that's why I say, like, I grew up in a Clemson and Georgia Tech family, okay? So if you're asking me which fan base do I dislike the most, I've said this for many years, I dislike the Georgia fan base more than South Carolina. From personal experience and from familial brainwashing, I'll call it that. I've been convinced over time that Georgia is less than South Carolina. And, you know, we have lots of, I have lots of positive interaction with Georgia fans in my life and lots of positive interaction with Gamecock fans in my life. But generally, as a general, especially when you go to games, Georgia less than South Carolina. I cannot hate this team the way that I would like to hate this team. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, Clark? Hey, Clark, I know y'all talking about hate, but I want to talk about this. Is Clark with him messing with us? Because he said he's in the transfer portal. I'm telling you, I think this he might be going to Michigan, guys. Cause he keeps saying he's in the transfer portal. He's not ready to retire. I think after he's getting the 24, everybody talking about Caleb and the boy, Caleb and the boy, it could be Kyle Whittingham. He keeps teasing us talking about he's not retired. He's just in the transfer portal.
This is one of the weirdest stories that I've seen. Because
I've missed this.
All right, Kyle Whittingham is stepping down as a coach at Utah. Morgan Scally, who's been a coach in waiting, who actually, it's odd. Like, people say, you do something bad and you're banned for life. Well, he had a text message with a slur in it and, sat out a few games and came back and remained the coach in waiting. They didn't actually fix it. So now some years later, it feels like they actually were like, all right, let's go. You got to get on out of here because we've done this coach in waiting thing and we got to do it. So Whittingham, rather than just retire, is saying that he's stepping down and is not saying he's done coaching. Michigan could do worse. Now he's 66. Like, this would not be a long-term deal.
He originally said he was retiring, though, right?
I think the original report was retiring. What he has said, because everybody assumed that when he stepped down, he would just be done, that Utah wasn't going to push him out. But it seems like Utah kind of like nudged him out the door so they can give their guy a try. And it could be that somebody else was trying to hire him. And they said, we can't keep this guy anymore. We feel good about him, so we're going to just promote him. I don't really know the ins and outs of it. It seems like, though, that Kyle Whittingham still wants to coach, just not at Utah, which I'm not sure anybody thought that's how this was supposed to end.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying this is crazy. Everybody's looking at Caleb DeBoer and Ken Dillingham in Michigan. You might get surprised Sunday after the game because he got the Las Regular Bowl. The next day, it could be said Michigan hiring Kyle Whittingham as head coach.
You know,
they keep teasing him. They keep teasing him, put it out there. Because today, I think today he said he's in the transfer portal.
Listen, it's odd, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It's very odd because, again, we all sort of had this idea of how this was going to go with Whittingham. And everyone just agreed. He's going to retire. They're going to build a statue. It's going to be awesome. And he's the Lavelle Edwards of Utah football. That's what it's going to be. And that didn't happen. So Whittingham may be in play for Michigan. We shall see about that. I want to know about this depth chart.
Let's start on the offensive side. Fewer surprises perhaps there than on the defensive side. Left to right across the offensive line, Tristan Lee, Dedrick Pennington, or Ronan O'Connell at left guard, Ryan Lithicum, Harris Sewell, and Blake Miller. No real surprise in any of that.
No, I think that's probably what we would have expected.
The school who loves to put Orr on their depth chart, Clemson University, Josh Sapp or Christian Bentancur at tight end.
Great.
Cade Klubnik, as you'd imagine, at quarterback, Adam Randall. And wide receivers, no real surprise here. TJ Moore, Tyler Brown, Tristan Smith, or Cole Turner.
Remember when I said that it was disrespectful to Tristan Smith to put Cole Turner as an or there? That has totally flipped because Tristan Smith's last month of the year has not been good.
It has not. And Cole Turner's been a little banged up, I think, right?
He's been a little banged up, but he's been productive. So, I actually want to see both those guys. I think both those guys have a chance to really help themselves in a bowl game.
Defensive line, Will Helt, Stephylin Green, Vic Burley or Champ Thompson.
Come on, Champ.
And Cade Denhoff.
The backups at defensive end are like, Darian, if they walked up to you right now, would you know who they are?
Darian Mayo, Ari Watford, Caden Story, Marcus Dixon.
Marcus Dixon, former tight end, Marcus Dixon.
Yeah, I don't know if I would recognize Marcus Dixon.
No.
So, no. Any surprise there? Will Helt, Stephylin Green, Vic Burley, Cade Denhoff.
No, I mean, that's a nice defensive line. It's a nice line. You better hope nobody gets hurt, though, because after that, it's like, oh buddy. I don't know if I feel good about any of those backups. Not right now.
The depth chart is basically a 4-2-5 depth chart. Sammy Brown, Kobe McLeod at linebacker, and with Jeremiah Alexander behind Sammy Brown there, Fletcher Cothran behind Kobe McLeod. So good to see Fletcher Cothran there.
That is interesting. Do we not think that, and I understand, like, the depth chart just is what it is, and I understand, like, you might want Alexander to be there as your backup Mike. You might feel better about that than McLeod from a communication, understanding perspective, all that stuff. I think Brown and Alexander are going to play together a decent amount. Like, I think that's more for organizational slotting purposes.
I do too. Yeah.
And I actually think that Alexander and McLeod may as well be co. Like, I think they're going to split those snaps. And then you may see some three linebacker in there, depending on what Penn State does, especially if the run game gets going for Penn State.
Your corners, Ashton Hampton on one side and Strozier on the other, with Jaden Lucas listed as a backup on one side and Corian Gibson as the backup on the other side.
Oh, man. You want to talk about getting lapped? Jaden Lucas, man.
Your Tiger, Corian Gibson, again there with Tink Kelly as a backup. And then your safeties, Ricardo Jones and Ronan Hannafin, with Tyler Venables and Kylon Griffin as your backups there.
All right, so this is another reason why I think Alexander's playing a bunch of snaps, because if you're starting, if your backup corner behind Hampton, and probably the third guy, I mean, maybe Lucas is your third guy, but I just don't, they don't trust him very much to play. I mean, he played one snap against South Carolina. It feels like if Gibson has to go in to play corner, do you roll with three linebackers and put Alexander on the field, or do you roll with Tink Kelly or Noah Dixon? I kind of think no matter what, like in this case, you can't do as much situational subbing. You basically are just going to play, if you one of your best 11 ain't in, who's number 12? Like, we'll just figure it out. It's one of those deals because so many guys aren't there. I can't see them playing a lot of nickel if Gibson's playing corner.
You and I are on the same page here. I almost think that the way that they put this out is a little bit of gamesmanship.
Yep. I think so, too.
Do you expect Penn State to throw the ball a lot? I mean, what are we expecting from Penn State?
See, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't use heavier personnel against this particular football team. Now, again, this, the version of Penn State you're going to be getting is missing significant pieces in their run game and their offensive line. So that's part of this equation, too.
True.
Is that you're not going against the grade A Penn State team. But, and so maybe it is some gamesmanship. Maybe they're like, you know what, we don't know what we're going to see, so we'll just do whatever we feel. We'll do whatever we feel. We're gonna go with us with a 4-2-5. I'd be shocked. If there's 50 offensive snaps for Penn State, I'd be shocked if Jeremiah Alexander's not playing 15 minimum. And I'd be shocked if, and it might be more like 25, that he and McLeod are splitting them and Sammy Brown's on the field every play. I'd be kind of surprised if it doesn't look something like that.
In this matchup, who do you think Clemson is going to miss the most?
I think, assuming health across the board, I think they are really going to miss Avion Terrell. And the reason I say that is because the playmaking ability with Terrell is so high. The number two guy, I think, is Jaheim Lawson, which is not really in the list because he was already out. But to me, Lawson's twitchiness off the edge is something that a very young quarterback prone to checkdowns is probably going to use to check down harder. But I don't know what type of pass rush Clemson is going to be able to generate without bringing pressure from linebackers in this game. My hunch is that Tom Allen would, because of the pieces not missed on the defensive line, would like to play a little more man coverage, which again is where Terrell is probably better than the other guys. And so you wonder about schematically how much he can actually afford to do that with two guys that probably profile a little more as like zone corners, a little more run support with Hampton and Strozier. What's your answer there?
I'm leaning to one of those guys in the middle, Woods or Capehart. Take your pick. Probably Woods. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about Clemson in the middle there.
I think Green is a really good player. I think it's fair to wonder about the Burley Thompson duo at the other tackle.
Yeah, but your answer is also, I mean, that's a good one too.
What about some odd front stuff? Well, 3-3-5.
Depending on the flow of the game, you could potentially see that.
Especially if Brown ends up blitzing a good bit, which I think you could probably get away with in this game, bringing a lot of pressure with Sammy Brown. If he's your fourth rusher, you could do that with personnel, let Gibson play in the nickel. Tom Allen's making more money than me to figure this out, but that's something fun that I would probably mess around with there. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, more football talk. We'd love to talk about it with you. 654 Roar is the number. Hour 3 continues right after this.
Hello, Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As I reflect on another successful annual enrollment for Medicare during this holiday season, I am truly humbled and thankful for the relationships that I have with Walt, Ramona, David Copelson, my radio rep, and all the various local DJs who carry my spots, and most of all you, the Roar listener. My business would not be successful without you. Thank you. As we unwind a little at the end of the year, let's all take a collective breath and make sure we are appreciative of each other and what the good Lord does for us every day. We're also appreciative of what the Roar and Clemson Sports does for us, too. If we can help you in any way next year, please give us a call at 864-307-8484. And again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today.
LowcountryMale.com.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/yearofinternet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round. Fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by? The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out. There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says, "What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
It's the holiday season, but it's also the bowl season.
To the 10, to the 5, touchdown!
We'll break down every bowl game throughout the month of December, right here on The Roar.
It's really the product placement of the Kool-Aid for me. It's just well integrated in there.
Feliz Navidad, no eggnog. I mean, it's genius. Do you think 60 years from now, there's going to be radio stations playing this going, "Yeah, these are the classics. We go back to the original."
Yes.
You know, like we do with Bing Crosby and Burl Ives.
I hope you enjoy
Donny Hathaway.
Classic of the season.
Just think, in 60 years, somebody's going to be referring to that as an original Christmas classic.
We hope you enjoyed Andy Williams' The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, a real classic. And continuing with our classic Christmas tunes, here's Lil Jon featuring the Kool-Aid Man with "All I Really Want for Christmas." Is there a parenthesis in this song? Or is it just "All I Really Want for Christmas"? There has to be a parenthesis.
No parentheses.
Oh, I was hoping it was "no eggnog." Parentheses, no eggnog. "All I Really Want for Christmas," parentheses, no eggnog.
"All I Really Want for Christmas" featuring Kool-Aid Man.
So some DJ's going to have to say that in 50 years. After playing Big Crosby's "White Christmas." Oh, man, that's awesome. That's so great.
I want to be the guy that comes up with rappers' names. Like Kool-Aid Man. That's what you chose.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. NC State Memphis, Ben, in front of tens of people at the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. Oh, my. How are we feeling about this game?
A friend of mine who was at that game, I'm just going to leave it at that, sent me a picture he sent me a picture at 224. And as I told you during the break, if I had time, I could have counted every person I could see on one side. It's okay. You know what, though? It's not about the butts in the seats. It's about television inventory, and a lot of people will watch this.
That's right. And if somebody goes to Tampa in March because of some of the things that they saw during the broadcast, they win. They win. Simple as that. What about the two blowout? Are either of these, we haven't talked about those as much, the James Madison Oregon game and the Tulane Ole Miss game. How are we feeling about those? I don't want to discard those entirely this weekend. But it feels like they're easily discardable when you put them against the other two games.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you see? I'm interested in how Ole Miss responds to all of all the nonsense that's going on around their program. Do they try to make a statement, or do they completely lack focus? I mean, if you had to pick a side, what would you think there?
I think they're going to rally around it.
I think I do too.
I think that's a program that the players,
especially since their new coach is their former, it was also on staff.
I think if your goal, okay, and this is. I know how this is going to sound for Pete Golding, but if your goal was more about maximizing this year than about what your program looks like in 5 years, they could not have done this any better. Giving the players something to rally around after they had been, you could tell by their reaction, they had been fighting the Lane Kiffin stuff as hard as anybody, trying to keep their focus on the task at hand. The players were tweeting that they were focused on the Egg Bowl, which meant probably they were having to convince themselves. That was kind of when I saw Trinidad and a couple other players tweeting that, I'm like, they're trying to convince themselves as much as they're trying to convince us.
Nothing screams college football playoffs more than Tulane at Ole Miss on TNT. Nothing screams it louder.
What is my total for this game? I kind of want to stay away.
Your total is 57.5.
Oh, Ben.
That opened at 56.5. It went to 57.5. Your spread opened at 16.5 and went to 17.5.
What if, let me see, 57.5. If Tulane scores 17, that means I got to get to 41. I think Ole Miss is scoring in this game. I really do think they're scoring in this game. Are they scoring that much? Are they going to give up 17? But I'd be better off laying the points. I don't really know my strategy in this game.
Everybody's playing for Ole Miss that we know of, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think both of these teams are pretty well stocked. More likely to make it a game in your mind, Tulane against Ole Miss or James Madison at Oregon?
Tulane.
I kind of think so too. I'm a little conflicted on this because, let me spin it around. If you're asking me which favorite is more likely to play in a way that makes it a game, I would say Ole Miss is going to do that. Because I think Dan Lanning is very good. He has proven himself very good at squishing the bug he sees. Remember the Colorado game? We're playing for we play to win. We don't play for clicks, all that stuff. Whenever there's a bug to squish, Dan Lanning squishes it. Now, if it's even Stevens, if it's even teams, he's not a bug squisher. That's like the next step for Dan Lanning's program at Oregon. He's not shown to be a bug squisher in a truly big game. But if he's got a talent edge on both sides of the ball, and particularly when he has an edge on the lines of scrimmage, he generally walks that out during the game. So I expect him to kind of walk that out during the game. I don't think it's going to be automatic that they score. That they're either going to be missing some guys or just getting guys back healthy, trying to get their legs underneath them. I don't foresee that James Madison Oregon game being a particularly fun watch, because I don't think James Madison can move the ball against anyone legitimate.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
Their offense is just not. It is just not what you want. They don't throw the ball nearly well enough. Their coach is left too. They've had some distraction with that, I would imagine. So I think Oregon probably covers that number, 21.5. By the way, I meant to say this during the show. This is bad. This is really bad. Really bad show mechanics here. We have polls on our website. We're asking you to pick straight up who you think will win Miami and Texas A&M, and who you think will win straight up between Oklahoma and Alabama tonight. And then I'm asking who will cover the spread in the other two games. 17.5 with Tulane and Ole Miss, and 21.5 with James Madison and Oregon. So, yeah, I actually think James Madison, because of their defense, they'll hold Oregon down, but I just don't think they're ever going to be a threat to score. I think the only one of those teams that can actually make it a game for four quarters is Tulane. And I think a lot of that has to do with Ole Miss. Texter says from the 864, pointless game one or pointless game two, and I disagree with that. I disagree with the framing of it for this reason. Number one, we're already predetermining an outcome. All right? We're already predetermining an outcome. That's already foolishness. Number two, I would say this. There are games featuring – we talked about this early. The Ohio State-Tennessee game was pointless last year. Ohio State was clearly better than Tennessee. We could have just given Ohio State a bye, but we chose to play the game, and Tennessee got murdered. They got absolutely murdered. They traced the corpse of the Tennessee mascot around the field because he died. It was a murder, okay? They're not pointless games just because we think the margins are going to be great. Because if that were true, then the vast majority of games in the college football playoff era would be definitionally pointless. 1-16 games in the NCAA tournament are not point in the basketball tournament are not pointless. They do have a point. They do matter. We should play them.
I was just going to say it is funny, and I'm not arguing, just making a point here. I feel like we love the 1-16, 2-15, 3-14, you know, 4-12 matchups in, or 4-13 matchup in the NCAA tournament. We love those because of the chance of an upset. You know, and you start watching and you realize it's not going to happen, you turn it off. We do that too. But we love those, we embrace those, and then we're generally feels like we're sort of offended by these in the football side. Maybe we just need more of them. Maybe we need one of those upsets. You know, before we completely embrace it.
This is where, and I really do think this, I think football people need to recognize a little bit. Like, football's been doing playoffs for 12 years. If you're a football person, you have no idea what tournaments are. A 14 tournament is not a tournament. Like, what Joel Klatt said this week about nobody wants Cinderellas, nobody wants underdogs, nobody roots for this, blah, 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 whatever. That's ridiculous to me. That's absolutely ridiculous. That is not borne out in any way, shape, or form. The very specific thing we want from underdogs is we want upsets in the first round. We do get a little grumpy when we have a team like George Mason in the Final Four because we think at some point there's going to be a blowout game. At some point they're going to get blown out and we would have rather seen a better team in there. But we'd rather have the great story. We'd rather have the great story. For Joel Klatt to say that the NCAA basketball tournament sucks because sometimes the better team doesn't win is laughably stupid, and it shows an ignorance to what makes sports fans. It shows an ignorance to what makes us watch these games in the first place. The best thing that could possibly happen, in my opinion, in this first round, the best thing that could happen is Tulane beat Ole Miss. You know why? Because Ole Miss ain't winning the national title. Like, if James Madison beats Oregon, I don't think Oregon's quite good enough. But there are a lot of people that think Oregon's good enough to win the national title, and so that might actually damage some people. Oh, man, I can't believe this. A team that's capable of winning the national title pushes through. But, like, Ole Miss is not good enough to win the national title. So why not root for chaos in that game? You might still get what Joel Klatt thinks is the most important thing in every tournament there's ever been, and that's that the best team during the season wins. Which, by the way, hardly ever happens at the end of these tournaments. We talked about last year, the 7 and 8 seeds play for a national title in this tournament. In men's basketball, the number one overall seed never wins. It's like a very famous stat. The team that's supposed to win at the beginning never wins the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That is not considered a weakness of the tournament. It's considered the thing that happens when you're trying to determine a champion. I was really taken aback. I thought it was AI when I saw the clip from Klatt. I was like, no way a sports person said this. And yet, here we are. Jason, we're coming to you on the other side. Final segment of the program is next. Don't go anywhere. Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, doubledogvideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Last segment of the show. Last segment of the week. Got sports all weekend long. Too many to talk about. Don't forget that you have Clemson and Cincinnati. Bon Secours. Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Tickets still available. I hope I see you there.
Quad 3 game? I think. It's border, quad 2, 3. I think it's down to a 3. Should be fun. By the way, if you think these two playoff games are pointless, you're in luck because you could watch the 4-win Commanders play an NFL game on Saturday at 5 o'clock. Or you could watch a team that has a chance to win a championship play. There's also Packers-Bears at 8:20 on Saturday night.
Oh, that could be good.
That may have my attention. Let's go to Jason, who's up with us next. 654 Roy Center. What's up, Jason?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You mentioned James Madison. There's a guy, a James Madison fan on Twitter, that actually he took a train all the way from Virginia, I guess where James Madison is, right?
I saw this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think he had a couple of delays or whatever. I didn't watch a significant amount of the video, but I thought that was very interesting, you know. That's getting the most out of your trip for sure, I guess. But you all remember the old, you know about bowl games, the old North-South All-Star game. I guess they won a bowl game. That was on Christmas Day, played in Mobile. Do you remember that?
I faintly remember this game, yes.
Yeah, and the thing about that was before, it was in the 90s, and this was before you had as many bowl games as you do now. And the players that played in that game, I guess it was the seniors, or I'm guessing it was just the seniors, I don't know, who didn't play in a bowl game. And I remember a Steve Spurrier quote, and, you know, one of the digs Spurrier took at Tennessee, you know, you can't spell citrus without UT. And there was a season where Florida actually made the Citrus Bowl. Tennessee won the league that year. And Florida, I don't know if it was a press conference or something, when they arrived in Orlando, they asked Coach Spurrier, he said, is this your worst nightmare playing in the Citrus Bowl? He said, no, my worst nightmare is having three of my running backs. We'd be three of my running backs leading their team to a win in the North-South All-Star game. And he was taking a dig at Alabama, who had three running backs who didn't make a bowl game that year. Alabama had three backs playing that game. So good old classic Spurrier there with bringing a team that had nothing to do with each other, with Tennessee and Florida, bringing them in. He's pretty clever. But, hey, you know what? Just mention about Steve Tannehill. A lot of sad news with some of the, he had an alum of Clemson die here, you know, with the basketball player with a couple weeks ago now with Tannehill. Didn't he beat South Carolina his freshman season?
I think so.
Beat Clemson. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe so. I'd have to check the years, but I think that's accurate.
Yeah, and I just wonder how he wasn't a bad quarterback. Just played on some really bad teams. I just kind of wonder how he would either played for Coach Spurrier or somebody different. But those South Carolina teams. I guess the Sparky Woods and first couple years of Brad Scott weren't that great, but and I know he coached a high school, locally high school in the area, but he's definitely one of the never will forget him. He actually beat Tennessee his freshman season too, which led to the firing of Johnny Majors. But definitely, I know Gamecock fans loved him, and if you I wasn't a fan of him at the time, just because, if he didn't play for your team, you didn't like him. But definitely sad news, and prayers to his family and some of the South Carolina fan base. So, anyway, you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too, Jason. Thanks very much for the phone call. Kind words on Steve Tannehill, too.
Yeah, we talked a good bit about Tannehill earlier in the week. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks that ever played at South Carolina, regardless of team. So
Sometimes, especially for quarterbacks that played in that era, the stats don't tell you the impact.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of those guys that, and because the way South Carolina fans talk about him, like, you can't just look at a stat sheet and measure impact that way.
Yeah, well, and he's second all time in passing yardage.
That's right.
South Carolina. I mean, Todd Ellis is one. I'd take Tannehill any day. Sorry.
Let's go to Tennessee Tiger, who's up with us next. Hey, Tennessee Tiger.
Hey, Carl. You say Todd Ellis is number one? Are you kidding me?
No, that's right. That is a factual statement.
He threw for almost 10,000 yards.
Was that back when a yard was actually a yard? Or what is, how did it
anyway. I don't recall him ever changing that, Tennessee Tiger. So.
Well, yeah, I got this new math. Hey, before I forget, y'all, we're talking about music and will certain music be recognized. I mean, y'all probably know about the station in Greenville, Classic Rock 101. This is their last day on the air.
Yeah, why are we talking about that on our station, Tennessee Tiger? Just curious.
Well, y'all talking about radio.
Okay. Yeah, they're awesome.
Okay. Did I do something wrong?
No, you're not. Go right ahead. What's your sports question?
Okay. Well, y'all, the game tonight, the caller at the last hour was asked the question about which coach needs it more. I'm thinking the question is, will there be enough U-Hauls in Tuscaloosa if DeVore loses and all those fans go rent a U-Haul and park it in front of his house, because missed the playoffs last year and now he didn't win the SEC and now he's lost his first round game. I think Alabama's going to win, but I don't think there's going to be three interceptions in that game, which cost them the game. I think Miami, huh?
Go ahead.
I think Miami will somehow beat A&M because they can run the ball more effectively. And I've watched both teams, and they did come back against South Carolina, but South Carolina's not that good. If you thought about Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, both played for Alabama, and they won that national championship because Tua threw that last minute TD against Georgia, and then they both go to the pros, and Hurts transfers to Oklahoma, so now he's got both his college teams playing against each other.
That's a great point, Tennessee. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much. Sometimes I just like to watch Ben, man. I just like just watch a chef. Just watch him work, man. Watch him work. By the way, did I ever say this about Oklahoma, Alabama? I know I teed it up, but I don't know I ever got there.
Oh, you texters. I love you.
Texters. Oh, man. Texter said, I'm a Bama fan. Here we go. I'm a Bama fan, and I don't know any Bama fans mad at DeBoer or want him gone, even with a loss tonight. That's a total media made-up topic. Listen, Kalen DeBoer has said he's happy at Alabama. And it's almost like every time he says that, people are like, not buying it. Not buying it. I'm going to say something. You know what? I'm not. You want me to just light it on fire? You want me to light it on fire?
Please.
We got sick. Are you sure? You're not going to get mad at me when I say this? The Kalen DeBoer stuff is kind of like, it's like the Candace Owens show every day. The more people go, it doesn't really seem like there's any evidence that we just find a way. We just find a way to keep it going. We just find a way to keep it going. Just light it on fire again today. Even though we put out the fire, just light it on fire again. Kalen DeBoer is not leaving. He's saying it. Like, very directly, no, I'm not leaving. Michigan thinks they can get him to do it. No, he's not. Texter said, it feels like the media is trying to make it a thing. Yeah, the media is trying to make it a thing. They're not going to get rid of Kalen DeBoer if he loses this game. I still say, if Brent Venables loses, the guy's had two 10-win seasons and two 6-win seasons. He's put a few deposits in the bank, but not that many. Whoever loses this game has got an uncomfortable offseason. I do think that's true. It's a big game.
Texter said Blockbuster stores went out of business. I didn't know that. About that.
What is happening?
We're not going to be as kind and gentle in 2026.
We're not. We're not.
No, we're
just
not. We're going back to the old ways.
Cutthroat.
We're going to do the Jim Rome. We're going to have to take the Jim Rome philosophy.
Oh, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know, Dabo's like an overbeliever in his people. We're going like heavy portal. We're going to just portal people. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what we're doing? Tell me where everybody's going in 26. Where are they going? What are we going to do to all the people trying to get it? Smashed! 26! The year of death. You heard it here first.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
Do we have the portal clip? Can we start? Can we just portal people? If we hang up on somebody, we didn't hang up on Tennessee Tiger right there, but if we hang up on somebody, can we just do it with that?
I'm gonna paraphrase here. Texter said, "I'm glad to hear it. This is a top tier radio station. Act like it." Thank you, Texter.
It's just incredible.
Now I'm getting show lineups from every station in the upstate.
Oh my god.
Oh boy, you people are awesome.
God, there was one other thing. I got so distracted this segment. Oh, some of the big college basketball. You know, if you think these football games don't matter, they're pointless. North Carolina, Ohio State play at 3 tomorrow. Kentucky, St. John's at 12:30 tomorrow. You've got Arkansas, Houston at 5:30. Auburn, Purdue, 6:30. That one's a Peacock game. Why is that on Peacock? Texas Tech, Duke at 8:00. Cincinnati, Clemson at 3 on Sunday. By the way, Seton Hall is winning at Providence tonight, so Seton Hall plus 2 is in the dock. That's a pick, Randy.
That's a pick.
Way better. Way better than Providence. Way better. Unbelievable. I'm looking right now at our picks contest. 7-5 NC State, by the way, who drove down the field and scored immediately, and now I've stalled. I'm glad I didn't take the over in that game. Walt is lone wolfing on Alabama in this Oklahoma game. I'm stunned that Oklahoma's 11-1 in our contest. Miami is an 8-4 split, so 8 of the 12 of us are taking Miami plus 3.5. Oregon is a 12-0 sweep. Nobody took 3 touchdowns with James Madison. Good luck, Oregon. Good luck to Oregon on that. And then Tulane getting 17.5. It is a lot of points. Like, you took the points with Tulane. That's a lot of points. The problem is Tulane's not stopping Ole Miss, so they got to keep scoring. They're going to have to keep scoring. I think 17.5 is probably about right. Probably about right in that. God, what a finish to this show. I don't even know how to wrap this. I don't even know how to wrap this segment. Tiger Harley. This.
I'm going to end it with this.
I can't.
Ben, what is your take on Thanksgiving turkey fiasco from WKRP in Cincinnati? As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That is
one of the best clips from any sitcom ever.
That is really good. I've not seen that whole show, but I know that clip very
Les
well.
Out there doing play-by-play of frozen golly. Turkeys or whatever.
Remarkable. Have fun in Greenville on Sunday. I'll be online calling Clemson and North Florida women's basketball. Should be fun.
Have a great weekend.
You too. God bless. Walt's up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4600.